saw dead people. Murdered people, more specifically. Their ghosts tended to linger, and he was the man they could turn to if he got there within 2 days of their brutal deaths. Unfortunately for Charlie Gruleski, that was too short a window to allow him an opportunity to offer insight as to who'd chewed him up and spat him out. I, thanks to an unpleasant experience which had left me with a choice between dying or life as a magic user, was a shaman. Once upon a time, my long-term plans had involved maybe opening my own mechanics shop. Instead, I was a healer and a warrior up at 4 in the morning, exhaling steamy breath into an ice-cold Seattle morning, on a case that wasn't actually in my jurisdiction. The department, citywide, not just the North Precinct where Billy and I worked, was being as goddamned quiet about this case as they could. Murders happened. They increased around the holidays. That was part and parcel of modern city life, and had probably been part of every civilization all the way back to Cain and Abel. As far as I could tell, it was one of the things that made humans human. But there usually weren't a half dozen bodies found over the course of several weeks, all of them looking like they'd been pre-Christmas dinner appetizers. Charlie Gruleski had been missing for 16 days, though aside from the gnawed flesh, his body was in pretty good condition. The media had started calling global warming climate change instead, and the longer, colder winters Seattle had been experiencing the past few years ran with that appellation. We'd gotten our first solid freeze in mid-November, and nothing had fully thawed out since, including poor dead Charlie. Billy had his way of looking at a crime scene, through the deceased's words, if at all possible. Mine was different, and I'd learned early on not to contaminate what my normal vision could see by accessing the site right away. Once I saw the world that way, it lingered, influencing everything else. Winter, viewed through eyes that saw the breath and life pulse of the world, was heart-achingly beautiful. The earth itself lay dormant, a dark, forgiving depth scored by brilliant pulses of light that were the living things traveling on its surface. Billy stood out as a flare of fuchsia and orange, and I glanced at my own hands to see familiar silver and blue dancing over my skin. Everyone had an aura, and their well-being could be read through that burst of color. Whatever colors Gruleski had once sported, they were long gone, swallowed by death. I wasn't looking for them, though. I was looking for marks in the earth, anything that would show me something of the madman who'd killed and eaten half a dozen people in the greater Seattle area over the past 2 months. It took a god to actively obscure himself from the sight, but time and the winter season could wipe away the traces a killer might leave behind. I'd never tracked someone in summer, but I had the idea that the softened earth would hold an impression longer. Someday I would probably find out if I was right. Today, though, all I saw was the calm, deep brown of the earth. There were no stains to accompany Gruleski's frozen body. He'd apparently been killed and eaten elsewhere, and only removed to this location afterward. Why anyone would haul a body halfway up a cliff was beyond me, except it was in keeping with the other victims. They were all outdoorsy types. Only one or two had gone missing while hiking or trail breaking, but they'd all been found in haunts like the ones they'd loved to spend their lives in. Gruleski had been a rock climber.
Walker?
A man's voice rose up from below, floodlights too bright to let me see the speaker when I glanced down. Not that I needed to. I dropped my chin to my chest and took a moment before shouting a response. Sorry, Captain. I've got nothing. I was too far away to hear his exasperated sigh, but I felt it ripple over my skin anyway. I was good at disappointing Captain Michael Morrison. Some days it seemed like my only stock in trade. I could have lived with that, but this was the third time in a row I'd failed to come through on this case. At least the other two times he hadn't been awakened at, oh God, 30, to call a dud shaman to a crime scene.